What's going on, everybody? Thanks again for joining us on another episode of the
Who Do You Think You Are podcast.
This is episode 156. And as always, I'd like to thank each and every one of you for liking, subscribing, sharing with a friend. And if you haven't done so yet, please go to the YouTube, check out WDUTUR, hit like, hit subscribe, and maybe
share it with a friend.
Check out the Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And the Facebook and all the social medias at WDUTUR pod. And let's get rolling.
All right.
What's up, Nick?
Hey, Pedro.
Who do you think you are?
What a beautiful sound.
Hello.
What are you laughing at, pig boy?
All right. Yeah, well,
that's something.
That's one way to start it off. I'm your friend, Nick. I'm here in another beautiful podcast. We have a guest today. I want to thank all of our listeners. In the last 30 days, we hit our top number we've ever gotten audio listens. We had almost 1,500 listens. So thank you for everybody listening. And if you want to see us, then go to YouTube and follow the instructions from before. I think that's pretty cool, man. I think shout out to you guys, dude.
Shout out to you, dude.
And no, okay.
Oh, to the listener.
To my right, dude.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Hello, and I am Pedro, and sometimes it feels like I'm serving a prison sentence in life. Over to you.
Wow. Do you want to, before you throw it over to CJ, do you want to?
No, I'm just leaving it there.
All right.
All right. Well, I'm producer CJ. I've got scoliosis, hemorrhoids, and I am available, ladies. I'm going to kick it back to Pedro to introduce our very special guest today.
Right on. And today in the studio, we have a very dear friend of mine. I was going to say something else, but his name is Alan.
Oh.
Do you want to use your last name?
I mean, that's he does say the N-word a lot behind me. Yeah.
We'll go with Alan. Do you use
the N-word?
What? Only when I sing, dude. Only when I sing rap songs. How do you feel about that, by the way?
A very dear friend. That hit me in the feels. That was special.
See? I didn't have to say anything.
Damn.
Yeah, I'm Alan. It's good to be here. Do you actually have scoliosis?
Yeah, I just got into a fender bender recently. I got rear-ended, and I have to do a go to a chiropractor, and I got x-rays, and I've got like just a little bit of scoliosis going on.
Damn, for real?
I was like, what the fuck, dude?
That's news.
Yeah, thank God, because you look like you have scoliosis.
I know, dude. I knew there was something wrong with me, dude. It's at least the scoliosis. Yeah.
At least it's diagnosed.
Yeah. I really have hemorrhoids, too.
Really?
Okay, you could have left that one out. Preparation H?
Just figured,
does it hurt?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Really?
That's what my wife uses.
It's not.
Does she have hemorrhoids too?
Only during pregnancy.
Shout out. Hashtag hemorrhoids, dude.
It's a white woman thing, dude.
Yeah.
Well, you can relate.
Might be able to pull some kind of a Preparation H sponsorship out of this thing.
We could, dude.
There we go. Or maybe put one in there.
Oof.
You're supposed to rub it on there, right?
Generally around just the inside. You don't want to go too far, though.
Now, isn't there like two types? Sorry to cut you off.
It's okay. We just brought
on the
show.
I'm glad that you came on the podcast. Let's talk about my asshole.
Yeah. Hey,
there's a saying on this show that I coined, and it's you can keep talking. I'm just going to talk over you.
Gotcha.
So, isn't there like two types of hemorrhoids? One that's like inside the cavity, and then one that's outside the cavity.
I think you're thinking of two types of herpes.
Mm-hmm.
Both start with H. Both unpleasant.
Yep.
Are there two kinds of herpes?
Yeah, there's like the type one.
Yeah.
Your cold sores, stuff like that.
Yeah. Oh,
big deal.
Gotcha.
Just gargle a little salt water. But
still hurts, though, right?
If she goes down on you and she's got just one of those type one boys, it can transform.
Damn.
Become a hot sore.
Those dirty little whores.
That fucked me up when I thought about it.
Yeah.
I heard about it.
That is wild, because how many people are walking around with cold sores giving each other
blowies,
oral sex?
And you don't know, you know?
But I mean, you'd have to have a bust. You'd have to break the skin at the same time, too.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. There's like.
He's breaking the skin every time, I'm telling you.
Pull that turtleneck back, baby.
That shit's popping.
A lot of things got to line up for it to happen. But anyways, man, it's good to be here.
It's good to see you, man. It's been so long, actually. I was trying to think of the last time I saw you, and I can't remember.
I think the last time I saw you might have been Black Mirror.
Or Black Mirror watching party.
Season two or season three, whatever the most recent season came out, and I popped back up.
It was
me, you, Shane. We spent like whatever 3 days watching that.
We did.
Oh, you're friends with Shane too?
Yeah, through
oh, okay. Shane isn't friends with us anymore after all the Asian hate that we put forward.
Excuse me. He's put forward, all right? I haven't said a word.
What are you talking about?
Endorsing him, dude.
Shane's pulled back from our relationship, I've noticed. But he still asked me to watch his plant, so we're cool, dude. You know?
No, he's trying to make you do his work.
He's out of town.
You're saying you're still friends and you're watering his garden?
He's out of town. I'm a good friend. I'm going to his house.
Yeah, he only wants you around when he's out of town.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, he doesn't want to hang out anymore. He went to my birthday. Mm.
That's a real friend, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say.
But no, yeah, it's good to see you, man. It's been, that was, what, a couple of years, which is crazy.
Yeah, whenever that last actual season, not like Bandersnatch or anything else from Black Mirror came out.
Last season wasn't very good. Is that what we're talking about, with like Miley Cyrus and all that on there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Miley Cyrus. There were a couple. Oh, there's Striking Vipers.
There's the drone one, right? That one was pretty good. It was like black and white. Like there's no music or sound, right? That was on. Was that
I think
season?
That was season one.
I think that was, yeah.
Yeah.
Or two.
Where the little, where the robot dogs are just.
Yeah, like searching out people or something.
Huh, no, that was the first season.
Yeah, that was first
season. Was that first season?
Yeah. Because I remember that was one of our favorites.
That was dope.
That's such a good episode.
That one, and then White Christmas.
That's my favorite episode of all Black Mirror.
So good. Have you ever seen Black Mirror?
I saw the first season.
So good.
So good.
Yeah, it was really, really good.
Yeah, he asked me the other day. He's like, "You got to find another show to binge watch." He's like, "Black Season needs to come out," or "Black Season."
Whoa.
Black Mirror needs to come out.
Dude, be cool.
Sensitive, dude. Be sensitive.
African American Mirror needs to come out with a new season. And I was like, we just lived through it last year.
Yeah.
You know, it was fucking wild.
And it's funny because he's like, we can't make Black Mirror this last year because like everything was already so crazy. Like he was like, I didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
And now he started working on a script again and Bill Cosby got released and he's like, there goes my other idea. Shout out Bill, dude. He's going on tour soon.
Hell yeah. I got tickets.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's coming to Phoenix.
Nice.
Bill Cosby?
Bill Cosby, bro. He's probably coming.
I was like, is he actually? He's just back doing stand up.
He actually is. I've heard that he's like actually like trying to book tours because I heard through certain clubs, like his agents were reaching out and they're like, we don't want to be associated with them. Then other ones were. So it's pretty wild.
This is some Black Mirror shit.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we slipped into
how
it.
Do you? What was it? And no disrespect to Bill Cosby.
No, none at all.
Like his work, but I mean, you got off on a technicality, and like that's really how that works.
Maybe
like,
a little bit of disrespect to Bill Cosby. Yeah.
Some people are theorizing that like those same loopholes could happen with like Harvey Weinstein and stuff as well.
Yeah.
So you're saying
Epstein dipped too early, dude?
Maybe
he could have gotten
if
out.
He
of
did,
it.
But it's also interesting because. Shitty police worker using things like in court that you're not supposed to use is the bad of the justice system too. So as much as like we want to be like he shouldn't be freed, it's like that. It's also like
right.
those. It's like people going on death row and be either being murdered or set free after being there for 15 years. Obviously, these are different things, but there are like technicalities where like you if you fuck up your job, like things happen. Like on the other side, in any job.
The butterfly
so it's like,
effect, dude.
Yeah.
And we can't like pick and choose, like for Bill Cosby.
Exactly.
We think you should sit there, but for that guy who it's just like a weed charge, and we're like, oh yeah, he should be free. It's a technicality. Yeah.
Exactly.
Like, well, the law has to be the law. So if he's free, then Bill's free.
Right. So that's the tricky part. Exactly.
¿Quién crees que eres?
I don't know.
Anyways.
Yeah. What was that Bert Kreischer joke that it's like that tour? What was he going to name his tour?
I don't know, dude. Pull down your pants.
No, it was something.
Because then you always say, pull up your pants. So I was, you know, thank you.
Something about the one drink tour or something like that. I don't know.
Okay. Really nice punch up there, dude.
Well, you're welcome, dude. Okay. Fucking asshole, dude.
You went full retard. Yeah, man. Dude. Go full retard.
So where'd you guys meet? What'd you do, dude? Christiansmingles.com or what?
Black People Meet.
Almost like that.
No,
it's
it was.
Tale as old as time.
It was through a mutual friend. I was, you know, good friends with a guy named Tyler. Mm. And then Tyler met Alan here. And one night we were just at Sandbar and he's like, yeah, I got homie. You know, I met him a couple nights ago or something like that.
Just been a couple nights.
He's rolling through. And so we were sitting there drinking and then Alan comes up and I'm just like, cool. And ever since then, we just hit it off, man.
Let me do your impression when he first rolled up to your guys' table. You're just kind of minding your own business and be him.
I'm Alan.
There's
never any fear behind it.
Yeah, right, dude.
I mean, he's a very masculine man.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
Thank you.
You probably still had long hair at that time, too?
I don't think I did.
No?
I think it was before. Was it right before? Oh, no. You were growing it out.
I was?
Yeah.
I was growing it out.
Damn, so it's the three dudes at Sandbar, dude? You guys just railing through the town or what?
Those, you know what, dude? Those were our I would say my degenerate, days.
Those are some times. I feel like Joe was there too.
Joe, yeah.
Joe's a kind of a
Joe.
He's like this random, like 40-year-old man who's just a buddy of Tyler's and was very much living the same exact life we all.
Yeah, he was a bachelor.
And it was cool.
I mean,
it was cool. You know,
it was cool. It actually, it was like time aligned perfectly for all that to happen and for us to, you know, grow our friendship and this and that. And eventually, you know, Tyler, I don't know, man, he just stopped reaching out or whatever. And I kind of got into this place of like, I'm not going to put in the effort if I don't see any effort getting, you know, reciprocated or whatever.
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay, that's that. And some friendships, you know, fade out and whatnot. But, I mean, we've always stayed in touch and somewhat connected and
yeah.
That's kind of where we met.
It was just
and we would be at Sandbar for like 9 hours, three or four times out of the week.
Yeah. Is that why you say degenerate or what would you say is the most degenerate thing you guys did?
I was not myself.
Yeah.
I would say I was just drink. Yeah. Those you mentioned it earlier. We called it our retired days, but we weren't fucking retired. We were fucking unemployed. You know, like we had no jobs. I had a little bit of money and that lasted me like 2 weeks at Sandbar and I paid rent there. And like, I was just drinking way too much, staying out later than I should, talking to people that I probably shouldn't be talking to. And it was
like Alan.
It was a great time.
No, not like Alan, dude. Alan was the one holding me back.
What do you mean? You could have spawned and been a beautiful butterfly earlier? But you're at the Sandbar, dude?
You'd be like, yeah, Alan was holding you back. Dude.
Yeah,
come
what are you
on,
talking about,
right
dude?
Here.
Yeah,
no,
bro.
Alan, I meant that in the sense
I
that...
Know, yeah, I felt the intention.
Okay.
No, there's no intention there, dude. To explain yourself, bro. Yeah, dude.
You haven't seen this guy lately, dude. He's on, he's on full, a racist tear,
he's
dude.
Full Q and, he's fuel Q, dude.
Where one goes, we go all. What is it? What's that?
Yeah, it's good enough.
Yeah, sure.
Frederick Douglass, right?
Yeah. He was the one that would be like, yo, calm down. He was like the sense of reason, you know?
At times, for sure, yeah.
At times, your ass was wild, too.
Right, yeah.
Did you get into fights at Sandbar?
No fights. No.
Altercations.
Yeah. Nothing serious. I feel like I remember one.
But yeah, but just wild.
It was just a blur, though. It was really
a blur.
A lot of days.
Have you been in a lot of fights?
In my career, I've had a few.
Yeah. Any big losses or wins?
I've had a couple big wins.
Mm-hmm.
I lost a couple. I only lost a couple. I lost my first one. I'll never forget it. It was a kid on the playground.
Yeah.
I'll make it quick, but he came down the slide. Or I came down the slide and kicked him in the back of the head accidentally.
Yeah, sure.
And I grew up in a pretty suburban area. I feel like this is important for the story.
Here you go, Whitey.
So, no, I'm going a different way with that. So. So that was my school, you know, and most like I grew up with those kids and there were a couple of us black kids, you know, and so we were just all, you didn't really see race then, you know, too much, but we were all one. But then the proximity, so I grew up in Michigan and Flint is pretty close, and Flint, Michigan is a very I don't know how to say this, a very hood place, if you will. And so
yeah, they got lean in the water, right?
I'm all right, thank you.
Lean? So it's fucked up. So, where I'm going with the story is this kid was a little hood kid who had just came to our school, and he was just, like, angry and mad, and, like, you could tell he wanted to fight someone. And
so
it ended up,
reason.
It accidentally being him that I kicked in the back of the head. Me, at this point in my life, I said, you know, this is my first fight. I see the look in his eye. I naturally take off running. Like, I mean, I bolt, you know, just no sense of cowardice or, I mean, no issue.
You didn't
with that.
Care. Shameless.
Yeah, I was out of here. Shameless.
Out. Yeah, this motherfucker is about to beat me.
That kid was fast. So
he drank some water. This
he
morning.
Chases me down, trips me in the wood chips, and just goes to like, we were only, I mean, man, this was like first grade. So, you know, however old that is. And I remember I tripped, and he just started kicking me. Like, he went straight into, a gangster stomp, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm, like, covering parts, and he's, like, hitting the uncovered parts. So, you know, I just go into, like...
This wasn't his first most, time.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. No,
he was, position. He was about that life. So I protect the vitals. My suburban friends are all surrounding.
Doing
nobody fights.
Nothing.
Yeah. So they're just like, stop! Stop! Leave him alone!
Mrs. Thompson! Yeah,
exactly.
What's, like, worse, like... running away from a fight, like on paper or whatever, like the idea of that's funny. Like that's still what I would do now. But what's more embarrassing is running away, then getting caught and getting your ass kicked. Like that's so much worse. You know what I mean?
Yeah, your ass got Michael Myers, dude.
You might as well have just stood your ground and got your ass whooped.
Kind of like found a moment, but getting caught when you're running away.
You fully committed to the coward's way out, and then you're still
yeah. Any bad injuries in any of these like fighting experiences or anything? Or
no, I've broke my hand a few times. That's about it.
Let's hear about a win.
A win. This is a good one. So I'm home. Oh, this is about to take a turn. It's not a good one. So I'm home burying my father.
Okay.
And 2017. So not really like a great trip home. And it was right after I had moved here. Or no, right before I moved here. Like literally, I think about 6 months. So I'm.
I wonder why you're so angry at San Marcos. Right.
So I'm home. And just doing the thing, and we go out to the bar. And again, you know, I live in this area where it's so bizarre where you have, like, you know, the most inner city, like, hood, all black. And then just within, like, 5 miles, it's, like, the most country, you know, rural, all white. And it's, like, how do these things exist so close to one another?
Where was that?
It's a weird thing. Michigan.
In Michigan?
Yeah, Genesee County, to be specifically. It's a weird place because there's a lot of black people and a lot of white people. And, like, if you were just looking at the numbers, you would assume that's a place where it's probably kind of like out here, out west, where everyone just kind of is doing their own thing. Yeah. No one cares. You know, like, if you like this thing and I like this thing, then we probably just are both in the same bars and stuff. Even if you're white or I'm black, no one cares. Yeah. But back there, it's still, like, almost...
like neighborhoods. And
Call
it a division?
Yeah, there's, like, a division. And it's, like, no one really talks about it. And it's not really, like, a... I don't know. It's not even, like, a racist thing. For some people, it definitely is. But, like, that's not what keeps it there. Like, a lot of people who are fine with each other still, like, they only hang out in their spots, and they only hang out in their spots. Mm. And that's so bizarre to me. So especially, I barely go home now, but after living out west for so long, it's, like, I go back there, and I'm, like, it's still like this, man? Like, it's weird.
What brought you out here?
Well, it was Michigan. I joined the Marines there, and then I ended up stationed in California, and that's what had me out
San Diego?
Or just north of San Diego, Camp Pendleton.
Okay.
Right in that area. So, yeah, so then when I got out, I just wanted to stay out there, and I went to community college there, transferred up to USC there, and then I took a job here. So it was a mixture of I was looking to get out of L.A., and just knew that I didn't want to move back home to Michigan. I had, like, some different things I was weighing out. And so took a job in Phoenix. I have an older brother who lives here, but we're not super close. So it wasn't like having family here brought me here. That was just more of, like, a cool bonus. But it was wanting to get out of L.A. I was in, like, a weird place where I just knew I needed to go somewhere. Right?
Yeah.
Like, I was at that place in life. I don't know if you've ever been there, but, like, you probably have. Where it's not even necessarily in the States, but, but it's like, you just know when it's time, right?
Yeah.
Leave the job, leave the relationship. Like, I just need to do something. So that was it. And then, I got hired out here. I was working with Nationwide at the time when I first moved here. But when me and Pete met, it was this weird
rock
hangover.
Bottom.
Well,
whenever he comes into play,
it was the darkest.
Yeah, you know, that's when the darkness comes in character in your life. Little Pete comes out of the corner,
right? But full circle is that's where. So he was unemployed. Actually, let me clear that up. He was truly unemployed. I was between jobs.
Yeah, for real. What the fuck, bro? But, you let me down.
But actually, between jobs. Because I got hired at Nationwide where I was going to start, but I wasn't starting for like a month's time or something. And luckily, I had enough money to float me for that month with no job. But that's where those dark times happen.
Oh, interesting.
You know, you got this guy, unemployed at the time.
Yep.
And then I pop up.
And you got an insurance job. So.
Yeah.
And I'm not even working yet, though. So, you know, when everyone else Monday has to go run off.
And then Tyler, who we know didn't actually exist, this is some gay romance. But, yeah. I mean, let's get to the facts. When did the crack cocaine happen? When did you guys start doing each other? Let's get to the juicy stuff. Like, Tyler never existed. It's like, Tyler Durden. Come up with a better name than Fight Club, at least. It's like, what did you, was he a white guy? I mean, come on, you guys.
Yeah, he was white.
It's your cover?
He's like, I'm tired of this. I'm tired of the prequel.
Yeah, give me the fucking
get to the
juice.
Real part. Okay, yeah. I don't want the origin story anymore. What did you guys do?
Yeah. Get to the sex.
but yeah, so we were just drinking all the time. That's, I mean, that's, you know, it wasn't.
just experimenting, like, a little bit. Yeah, not really full-on sex, but just, like, you know, we're drunk. Dude, we can maybe kiss her.
Once or twice, guys. That's
that
it.
That didn't happen.
And I didn't like
it. He started growing his hair out. You heard him. He's like,
with his wife.
Yeah, he's like, was his hair out? Did he have long hair? He's like, no, he just started growing it out. Yeah. I mean.
For what reason?
You guys are ridiculous, dude. Yeah, dude, okay.
I'm just saying.
Look, whatever.
You don't have to be a truffle pig to smell the truffles here, dude.
you're imagining that you want to happen, dude.
What are you laughing at, pig boy?
What are you kink shaming that I'm hard right now, dude? From this little imagination I got going on, dude. Whatever. This is a Who Do You Think You Are podcast, man.
I know, man.
What was that? What did you just say? You need. You don't need a what to smell the truffles.
A truffle pig.
A truffle pig.
Yeah. That found the truffles, you know, in the woods. Yeah. Okay. The truffles are.
I get it. Yeah. I get what you're saying.
Smells like a homosexual.
Smells like a.
Truffles actually go for a lot of money in a lot of places.
Oh, so much, dude. Yeah.
What are truffles, dude? Like chocolate?
They're mushrooms.
Oh, they're so good. White truffles, dude, are we just going to go food now, man? Like the truffle oil is bullshit, but people like, that's not even truffle. Like the magic
like
of
truffle
a truffle.
Fries are always like.
It's just like weird those. Grease. Like that's a fake flavor. Like you have to realize how fake that oil, like essential oil flavor is compared to fucking a truffle, dude. That you need a pig to sniff out, dude.
Special pig.
Make a risotto with that. Shave it on top, dude. Some Parmesan, dude. Sign me up, dude.
I didn't realize you were a truffle expert.
I'm a little bit of a chef.
I wish I would have noticed. Are you really?
I mean, my past life, yes, okay. I would say. But now I still work with food and like cooking, but
okay.
The industry. You make bomb ass meals here, dude. Yeah. What are you downcrediting yourself for?
Yeah,
you
and didn't you just cater a wedding?
A wedding,
dude?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. I'm just saying, I don't like titles.
Mr. Humility.
So if you want to kiss. Yeah, dude.
All right.
Yeah, I love food. Awesome. I like Anthony Bourdain. You just mentioned his documentary movies coming out.
That
dude.
Thing looks dope.
I'm gonna cry the whole time watching. It was a huge influence in my life. The way that he saw the world through food and family and environment. Just it was for me. I was in that same time where I was moving to all these different cities through college, through relationships, like struggling with drinking or drugs, and also wanting to experiment with these things. But with through experimenting, you go to these dark places as well, you know. But he like just had that voice, and just like it was soothing to find beauty in those dark times. So I love Anthony Bourdain, just the way that he looked at food, man, and just family, like his shows, and like culture.
Yeah, his shows are dope.
He intertwined like culture, like between all these different regions. Like he tried to make us all come together as one, and we're all so separate
now. Dude,
further and further, you know what I mean?
Unity and in the division.
Did you ever watch that episode where he shoots the pig in the head?
Yeah, dude.
That shit went hard. Yeah. I was like, damn, I can't believe he did that on TV.
He just took a hard turn with this. Sorry.
Oh, right. Welcome. We were talking about pig. Yeah.
We went from like
wholesome,
wholesome, like remembering this man and the positive impact he had on the world.
Hemorrhoids and McLittle over here.
The way he touched his life and wanted to bring us together. Yeah. You know, he says, you see the episode where he popped the pig, though?
Yeah, dude.
Blew his fucking brains out. He says, that was pretty sweet. And then just
popped like one of my hemorrhoids.
Just gives you the stage back.
Back to you in the studio.
Back to you.
That's what he does, man. He keeps us on our toes.
I'm sorry, Mr. Handicap, man. Yeah, I didn't mean to offend you.
Classic. I didn't really get big into Anthony Bourdain. I'll probably go back and watch a lot more now, but it's funny you say that. One of my best friends, one of my Marine buddies, my best friend while I was in, we keep in touch and stuff. But I remember, I think we were on deployment or something, one of those just long stretches of time where you just talk about everything. And he just went as deep as you did. This is why the guy was still alive. But about, you know, how much he loves Anthony Bourdain. I was like the food guy? He was like, no, dude. Like, but he like went into it. He was like, it's more than the food. Like, you know, he travels and you kind of
gave me the same spiel kinda, he just did.
He's like, Jesus, you learn his philosophy and stuff. And I was
like, you suck his dick already, dude.
Yeah, dude.
I was like, that sounds awesome. I might have to check it out. And he was like, a couple years later, you know, the unfortunate happens. And I was like, oh, shit. Well, guess I'll have to watch pre-filmed stuff. But my buddy was like legit upset. Like, I remember
it hurt.
He was. Like the way you got deep, like this man, I watched him like almost cry. I was like, you know, thinking someone in his family died and stuff.
Yeah.
But no, he loved the show. He had me thinking I'm going to have to check it out. And then I've watched like a couple episodes here or there since then, but I actually want to sit down and like watch.
He was a writer too. Like his books well, like he has a very like Hunter S. Thompson kind of voice. And his character they're similar. I mean, completely in their writing. Like you could tell that he admired him. Gotcha. So, and I love like that style has always been like it's like tongue in cheek, satirical, but like hard hitting. So that's like, right. like you went on this, like that Frederick Douglass thing. That's the, like the way to communicate things. Correct. Yes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because you can break the ice through.
Right. 200 years ago or whatever.
Yeah.
I thought Frederick Douglass was just brought up as a joke earlier, so now we're coming full circle.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I thought he
week.
Was a SoundCloud rapper, dude. I wasn't sure.
Oh, man, come on.
Interested.
I'm kidding.
Go back to what, 155?
We talked about it last week.
To go over, yeah, okay. Frederick Douglass, what to the slave is the 4th of July? We go over it on last week's episode of Who Do You Think You Are?
Dude. It was a good one, dude.
But yeah, dude, blistering satire is the only way to deal with this.
Hot button issues mm-hmm. and stuff. Yeah.
It's all we can do, really, man. It's all we have left.
What is it about Anthony yeah. Bourdain and people like that that are able to evoke love from people? Like, that don't even, like, just because of what they do, not even because you know them and you love them for that reason. But, like, that's a dude who just existed in the world and, you know, another grown man almost cried about it, or, you know, cried yeah, to you about it, talking about
there,
it.
Dude.
That's true. Yeah.
Just want to cry over everything, dude.
A lot of gays.
Oh, these are man. All jokes, people.
Yeah, right? Yeah, absolutely.
We're
absolutely.
Joking around, but there are a lot out there.
And let's introduce the game really quick.
That's not the joke.
We like to play games on this podcast. And,
you learn something gay every day.
We
dude.
Sure do.
Yeah,
dude.
We definitely do. And so we're going to introduce the game really quick. It goes on for the rest of the episode. So what we're doing here is I'm going to pass out these cards. We talked about it before the game. These cards are going to be kept to ourselves. One of the cards indicates that you are the homosexual. It's the wild card. You wild boy.
Ooh, wow.
One card indicates that you're the homophobe. It's the reverse card. I ain't gay, bitch.
You are.
And then if you get the ones,
it's a reverse card,
you're
dude.
Just a bystander. This game,
non-binary, dude. Non-binary bystander.
Hell yeah, dude. This game is called Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
What was the
sound
effects? Yeah,
I didn't like that.
I didn't prepare him.
He doesn't have a soundboard over there.
Yeah. We should have a soundboard on this show. That's what
that's a good idea.
Cool. So that's what these do. I'm going to pass them out. If you get the wild card, you're the gay. You're going to secretly wink at who you think is not a homophobe to try and convert them. But if the homophobe catches you winking, you lose.
These games are always learn as you play, right, man?
We're going to figure it out as we go.
So it's almost like the T-virus.
The T-virus.
Being gay.
Yeah. Dude, the T-virus, dude.
I don't know if we're allowed to say
from
virus
from
and
China,
gay in
too, dude.
King Crested.
Yeah, you're right. You probably can't put those things in the same sentence anymore.
Secret card.
Not that I liked the days when you could, because
those were terrible.
I just
having them. Fun and stuff out there. I feel like some of this brings it back sometimes. We're just all kidding around, right? And I think that's why people find, and that's the thing with those, you know, going back to Anthony Bourdain and these people that are talking about serious things, then they can make a little bit of a darker joke or cut on some satirical line that, like, you couldn't just go out and say if you didn't do that all the time.
Right.
Because it became part of your, like, this wild persona
the
and just the trust.
Right.
And,
yeah, the trust.
Like,
Oh.
That you don't just mean this.
If you, I'm going to addendum the game really quick because I didn't say if you're the gay, you have to accuse, or if you're the homophobe and you're trying to spot the gay, you have to call him out. You say, pumpkin, Peter Eater.
Yeah, okay, pumpkin,
all right?
Pumpkin
Peter Eater. But if you accuse somebody who's gay, who's not the gay, you lose.
Can you explain to me pumpkin, Peter Eater?
I was trying to think of something because I wanted to use the F word, and I was like, we probably shouldn't use that word.
Wow. You put some brakes on yourself.
Yeah, we're growing on this podcast.
You're growing, CJ. I can see it.
I know you can see it.
I can't believe you wanted to say that.
So what's it again?
Pumpkin. It's like Peter Pumpkin Eater, but it's flipped.
Instead of pump.
I'm just trying to see where his mind went to think of, like, some way instead of saying a derogatory word. He went with Peter, basically a play
pumpkin,
on
pumpkin. Peter Eater.
Pumpkin. I still can't get it, dude.
No. You don't get it? Probably just
I'm short. Like, Peter Pumpkin.
How about
pumpkin.
Just...
Maybe just Peter Eater.
Yeah, dude, right. Peter Eater.
Peter Pumpkin Eater.
But it's game absurd. Around
how
me?
Absurd is it if you're just in the middle of the...
Are you all going to eat
you know,
me at the end
like,
of this?
Pumpkin,
I'm gay.
I mean, you can say whatever you want. You just accuse the person of being a homicidal. Okay.
Yeah, dude, Alan.
I also just like
but
it.
We have a default. We have a default.
I'm just crediting you because now when I'm walking around in public and with his daughter, something like that's a Peter Pumpkin Eater, dude. Because I want to teach her about where they are. You know
pumpkin,
what I mean?
Pumpkin.
Yeah, it's like a secret language, dude.
Yeah, Peter Pumpkin.
Pumpkin Peter Eater, dude. Look, check that out, dude. Look at that pumpkin Peter Eater over there, dude. Look, skipping across the street.
Jesus Christ.
It's imperative that we instill that hate in the next generation.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. In a fun way.
Right. If they can't identify them, then how will they know who to
trust?
Trust. Yes. Oh. So anyways.
Yeah, dude. Life. And
so what about this gay game, dude?
That's it. We're playing right now. So somebody in here is the gay. They got that wild card.
Yeah, liberal.
And, they're going to wink at somebody else. And that person's either going to turn gay 5 seconds later or they're going to...
It's my dad's biggest fear.
Call him out.
Sorry.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, does your dad watch the podcast?
He's not
I don't think so.
Absolutely not. You know how disappointed he would be if he saw his kid...
Frounce around.
Doing any of this?
Yeah. This degenerate shit?
Saying anything.
I feel like, I was like, I'm out of the degenerate state. But no, dude, I'm just getting it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. The character, when I was making the joke about... You appear in somebody's life when they hit rock bottom. I'm that character. Dude, I'm leveling down twice.
Yeah, dude. When you had a gay fantasy, we knew you projected a lot of
It's like when you go into somebody's basement, then you figure they have a dungeon as well. And you're like, that's pretty weird.
But cool at the same time.
But cool dungeon. So, you know, they're older than you, dude. I was only 13, dude, but he was 62.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Did you ever get into Dungeons and Dragons?
No, dude. I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
All right.
Did you?
We should all start playing D&D now.
I'd be down.
My roommate plays.
I've never played either.
That's where I got those weird looking dice from last couple weeks.
It does, actually. Right? Yeah, it does. Yeah. Like the little I do know about it and like the game, like that actually seems pretty cool.
Yeah,
because
it's like choose your own adventure.
Right.
Yeah. Everybody's like ragging on people that play Dungeons & Dragons, and now that's all they're doing.
We literally played a version of Dungeons & Dragons on this show like 4 episodes ago.
Did we really?
Yeah, I based all of that role and do all that stuff. Like you roll and you go
scoliosis ass over there, dude.
So you were the dungeon master.
I was the dungeon master.
So I got the scoliosis.
You looked like a dungeon master.
Yeah, he's got a mask and everything.
He's got the robe on with the hunch, you know, because
the full latex and all that, dude.
And then a majestic wood sprang out of the ground. We're all, oh man, we were almost to the cliffs of euphoria. But I feel like as a dungeon master, you could just fuck around too much. Like we're about to get the treasure, and then a golem appeared.
Yeah.
A 7-foot one that's impenetrable to fire.
And you know, it's always the guy like doesn't have any family or friends. Everyone wants the game to end because they're like, dude, we have a babysitter. Yeah, right. They have a girlfriend or
and
like
he's
something.
He's trying to blow your fucking
game
mind, dude.
6 more hours. Like, dude, I have a job. And so he's just like, no, dude.
He's like,
a goblin.
Wait,
up here, you have to cross the
there's
Snake
a crazy
River.
Ass turn coming.
Pick a card. One of you's gay. One of you is...
Oh man, the gay guy's stats just drop all the way down, but his charisma goes all the way up. Oh, -5 strength, but +100 charisma. Okay. So then he just flirts with the golem and we all sneak by.
Distract the golem is the strategy.
Hell yeah, dude.
Fuck it. Dungeons and Dragons. D&D.
All right, who's gay, dude?
Dildos and ding dongs, dude.
Oh, yeah. My God. Still making dick jokes. You just said we've grown on this joke on the show.
I'm fully erect, bro. I've been growing over here for the last several minutes.
You've gone full retard. You never go full retard.
You went full retard, man.
Is that a thing that you could, like, actually grow very slowly, like, it like
slowly growing erect.
Yeah.
Maybe if you're confused about whether or not you're
like, what's the slowest
you're talking about scoliosis? Like,
dude.
I mean, that's how it's a scoliosis too. It's just like just growing up towards, dude.
It's like, can you slowly become
all of a sudden I don't have scoliosis anymore.
Yeah, when you get a boner,
it's taller, dude.
You get a boner, scoliosis is fixed, dude.
Oh yeah, dude. My boner has scoliosis.
Another dick joke, dude.
Oh man,
scoliosis.
Dungeons and
Dragons.
Yeah, man. So, I mean, I feel like maybe like a chiropractor, some sort of a brace can.
I asked him, and I was like, because he was showing me, and before he said any words, I was like, do I have fucking scoliosis, dude? And he's all, I don't like to put labels on it.
Oh, damn.
Oh, yeah.
dude.
Oh, that guy's woke as hell.
He's looking at his x-ray and it's just a question mark. Doctor's trying to be cool about it. He's like, no, I know what my spine should look like.
The scoliosis.
The non-binary doctor is the funniest idea because it's like there's no gender or anything. So when you just go and you're like, I think you look fine because you know I don't see any problems here.
I don't identify as having scoliosis, dude.
And that's what matters. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because if inside you don't feel like you have it, then you don't have it.
Yeah, dude.
I actually identify as Alex, dude.
That's how medicine works.
Medicine working, dude. That's hilarious. You know how many recalls are there going to be on the vaccine, dude?
Oh, yeah.
Serious, yeah, huh? Again?
Shout out Julianne Barr, dude.
Johnson & Johnson, dude.
Pfizer.
And they want another booster shot again. You're like, yeah, this is what they're going to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've got those real suspicious eyes anytime that vaccine gets brought up. Look, I'm going to say it again. I grew up on Resident Evil, but that shit might be the T virus.
Huh.
And yeah. I'm not a crazy conspiracy theorist. It's probably not. But I mean, what a great story that'd make, right?
I mean, if not.
That would be the most depicted story, even through movies and shit. Like, we've seen it happen over and over and over and over. And who knows how they're conditioning us to prepare for that reality.
V for Vendetta.
Maybe it's like an accident.
V for Vendetta is such a great movie.
V for Vendetta, the plot was,
I love V
for 2020.
So good.
So good. Was it really?
Yeah, 2020 was the plot of V for Vendetta. Yeah.
FEMA camps, dude.
There was they released okay.
Now we went full conspiracy.
About to go into conspiracy territory.
After you're like, and I'm not a big conspiracy guy, but listen to this.
Well, I got something for you.
I just say some of the most wild off the wall shit you've ever heard.
The people that
9/11 never happened.
Disclaimer. It's jokes.
Steel beams. Just saying, jet fuel can't melt steel.
Dude, I'm just saying, Building 7, dude, never existed to begin with. Dude.
Yeah.
But
seriously,
YouTube?
Building 7, guys.
Yeah,
it's like.
Dude,
I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but you can't explain that.
That's most
architects
of the
and engineers
theorists.
For 9/11 truth. They're on it, dude. They're suing NIST over that.
Buildings fall sometimes, dude. It gets shaky.
Building 7, foundation or something,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, dude.
I didn't think it was that crazy until one time I went down one of those holes and I watched like a presentation or I guess just a video.
Yeah.
But where it showed where Building 7 was relative to the towers.
It's insane.
And there's like seven buildings between the towers and Building 7 that are perfectly fine. But
yeah.
So it'd be like right now Fry's falls in like something in it's not that far, but you know what I'm saying. Something over here.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Falls, but everything in between it doesn't.
Well, and what
that
was
shit's crazy.
And what was inside Building 7 was all their documents and inside the money that was missing. Then the Pentagon got hit and the exact same money was guessed for the war that they're going to put on.
Plus, there's video footage
and
of
this
a report.
I'm joking. I'm joking.
And there's video footage of a reporter going, they're saying they're going to pull it. I just spoke to what is she talking to or whatever. It's like some blonde lady and she's saying she was talking to like the fire chief or somebody. And she's like, he says they're going to pull it. And so you're like, okay, well, what's that?
Right. Right. Yeah.
What did they pull it?
Yeah.
All I'm saying.
The cloth over
is Saudi
eyes.
Arabia
Ooh,
did
shit.
It. Oh, sorry.
Dude,
I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but when you can watch things that have very clear facts woven into them, then I think it just becomes a matter of you don't want to think about or entertain the possibility of what does that imply.
Yeah, but why is that? Ignorance, do you think?
I think as humans, we fundamentally want to feel safe, I guess. So, you know, we don't want to acknowledge that the people who we view as being, you know, because we do, or at least we're brought up to think of the government as like this, like, protective kind of blanket like
that they've never been
nothing bad will happen here because our government's strong and like you know I can get a job because my government's awesome and all these like warm fuzzy feelings. It's like so you just can sleep at night because you don't think
anything bad's gonna
happen. You know, there's those one-offs like someone's a serial killer for a second, but you always know they're gonna get caught because you're safe in America and whatever. Yeah. So
37
I think,
murders later,
right?
But we got them.
Right, but I think no one wants to think like, oh man, would my government either one orchestrate or participate in a terrorist attack for some ulterior motives, knowing that they're going to kill Americans? Mm-hmm. Could they do that? Because if you,
yes, 100%
if you accept that, like, yeah, they might do that for the right reasons or something, then you have to accept that, like, they're not this big protecting thing because if there was a real, you know, analytical reason where they could justify it, they'd kill you, you know?
Isn't it kind of scary, and, though, that...
So people reject that because, you know, we want to say, no, you know, there's no fucking way.
Do you feel that they're
so
not...
So it's ignorance.
Isn't it kind of...
Circling back, that's somewhat ignorant.
Ignorance or just like maybe a just a real...
Denial?
Yeah, like a fear to have to entertain what if.
Who replaces those people if you do go, they're not, if you validate that they're not our protectors anymore, you know what I mean, or whatever?
Yeah.
Like, because in a way they do protect. There are bad guys, you know?
Yeah, there are bad guys, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that militia concept is crazy, though, because think about
that. Well, look, we're not saying the whole illusion of, like, small government is bad. Because that's where the power lies in the end, right? Is through small government, like your local and like shit like that.
Decentralized.
Yeah.
There's got to be structure, else humans will tear each other apart.
But whenever we go conspiracies, it's always this, you know, world domination, new world order, which, I mean, that's...
It's the most likely cause.
Right? Like, there's got to be something behind it. Yeah. I don't know,
man. You know, like... I don't know.
I love how you're not a big conspiracy guy, man. I just fucking love that because we can talk conspiracies all night long.
No, but I think the problem with it's just that it goes back to that dumb title thing, descriptions, because that's the problem with a lot of these conspiracies now that are growing. And it's like, I almost think if the conspiracy on top of the conspiracy is like MK Ultra, CIA is also creating all these other dumb conspiracies to discredit now all these other ones. Because it'd be like, oh, if you believe like 9/11, let's say, or like certain ones, JFK. Was murdered, like, which he was completely. Yeah. Martin Luther King was too.
Oh, absolutely.
His family makes money because it was set up through the CIA, through the, like, these, like, you can't call that conspiracy anymore. It doesn't mean you believe in like lizards and reptilians or the earth's flat because the government would kill and manipulate wars and they have been doing for thousands and thousands of years and will continue to do so.
Yeah,
so they want to create, like, you're a conspiracy theorist. Discredit everything that you believe because there are little grains in it that are true.
Right.
It's weird that conspiracy theorist is like a dirty word, but as soon as something goes from conspiracy theory to a proven conspiracy, all of a sudden it's just ignored now.
Yeah, right.
There's no like, oh,
that's
my bad.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to disparage you over a legitimate concern you had. You know, like nobody ever actually does that part.
Yeah.
That's wild.
As a veteran, do you feel... Are you active duty?
No. Nope.
Okay. Cool. All right. Do you feel? I don't know that America is either justified or not, or do you one way or the other in terms of the way that we use our force across the world?
Yeah, I've thought about that quite a bit, and I think that's a tough one to unpack. But I think that no, you know, is the easy answer. There's just a lot of stuff that once you start to, you know, like we're talking about, do some research and like legitimate research, things that you can prove, you know, special interest groups that, you know, are backed by companies and stuff and people who, it's just, you're not crazy to say, oh, the Middle East has a lot of oil. These super strong oil special interest groups that the top 0.1% that runs everything because they have the money to run everything because they own everything. That they influence would benefit a lot from a war, actually. Do we not think that I'm not saying it's like, I'm not going to go so far as, hey, you know, these special interest groups want to give us a bunch of money to get that oil in the Middle East. Let's stage a terrorist attack to go. I'm not going to go that far.
Mm-hmm.
But I will go so far as, if we operate under the 9/11 is fact for this story, we're going to pretend it is. There's no question. It was just
pretend
a terrorist attack.
Total joke. Yeah.
So I think it's joke. I think it's more of a, okay, there was a terrorist attack. These are the people involved. We actually have enough intelligence to know that, you know, this was just kind of a radical group doing their thing. But this also could be a reason to get us over there and get a foothold sort of thing.
Yeah.
And so I'm not going to go so far as to where I think it's like we maybe facilitate war, but I think that we have a lot of interest at high areas, like people who benefit from it.
Yeah.
And when you benefit from it, and at that level, I don't even know if you're attached to reality at all. If you know, if you're born, like we're talking about, like the ones we don't even hear about because they own everything, you know,
right?
Those type of people who literally can buy islands and play God, essentially.
I feel like many people can do that now. Like a lot of rich people do buy the island. But I know what you mean.
Yeah, I'm just saying at that level, I don't even know. You know, if you're born like that, do you have like a superiority
probably
complex where like you really don't?
It's impossible not to.
Like, can you justify in your mind, you know, if you're that guy who's actually trying to encourage a war essentially to benefit a bunch of your interests? Like, do you think, are those rational people who like, they can actually just justify to themselves, like, in the end, this is going to bring more money to America, so America benefits in the long run.
Right.
Even if we have to sacrifice some young soldiers, that's just the way life goes.
You hit on that.
Is it that, or is it really just, I want to be able to buy a spaceship one day.
Right.
That's a good idea. $6 billion. And then, yeah, you know, and then, it's like, I don't think that they're really, I think that's where conspiracy theory reality, like, I don't think they're like these, I don't know, skull and bones, Illuminati, secret
cults,
like, secret ritualistic shit. I just think they might be people who have been so rich and born into it that they live in a different reality where they shake hands with senators and governors and stuff. And maybe they think that through what they do in the occasional war, they actually are keeping America strong, because I hate to say it, but war does have that effect. Like, it's bad for the economy, and then the economy always hits like a wild recovery from war and stuff like that. So it's like, it could be so high level that we, you know, that it's really people who actually have calculated mathematically, like, this system works, it keeps us strong. Every few years we're going to send some people to die, but they're going to die no matter what.
They look at what's that lawyer brain.
Exactly. And is that...
They just see dollar signs, dude.
If it be the Olympics every 4 years, might as well have a war every 4 years. That's what I've been saying.
Right. me and a buddy actually joked about that once. Like, dude, what if instead of like war, we just use the Olympics as like, hey, you know, this, you're having an issue with the country where you normally would result to war.
I think they
like,
did that in a movie. The guy brought a bomb to the Olympics.
Okay, scratch that. That concept has been tested. Doesn't work.
Yeah, no.
But let me ask you guys though, because this is something I think about a lot. So you guys touch on a lot of cool things, but war is kind of just part of man too, right? Like, to quote, what is it, Cormac McCarthy? I think Blood Meridian. He says like, war was here before man, the perfect trade awaiting its perfect practitioner or whatever. Essentially, like, it's just, is it just inevitable for humans to at some point kill each other?
Yeah.
Is that, you know, do you think that's something that's maybe part of inherently being people? And that's why you have, you know, violence, and that there's no solution for, right? Like, gang violence has been a thing as long as there's been a country. You know, the random guy who just shoot some people has been a thing as long as there's been guns, right?
Like,
is that part of some deeper, you know, killer switch that humanity has?
Or is it part of a more natural, like, that's how the earth recycles itself and keeps itself?
Ooh, you're talking.
Yeah, because generations before had civilizations and they got wiped out.
Yeah.
It's like,
it's Albert Einstein's like best quote where it's, he says like, I don't know what weapons will be used to fight in World War III, but World War IV will be fought with sticks and stones.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, because this is what, like, there's still civilizations.
That's what I was getting to.
And it is. It's part of our genetic makeup, though. That's the thing. It's in our DNA. Right? It's in our code to fight and for war. It's like, and that's the problem with like history. History is, it's written by the Crusaders. It's written by the people
we don't know what won. The fuck, honestly.
And then and then the people that lose, their stories are just, they're even stolen from the good parts of the parts that they learned that controlled those people better. They're like, oh, we can use that. How can we use that in ours? Like, that's what they just started adopting each other through war and through, like, I think like being hunters and gatherers, that's just a thing we always wanted to grow and expand. Cause like we're animals that want to explore, right? Our surrounding as much as we can. I think it's unfortunate that it's in us. And I think it's probably, we're less sadistic than we used to be. I think it's slowly getting out of our DNA or our gene code, the writing of it. And it could get to a place where if, you know, and a positive thought that it could actually be resolved, but I don't think it will. I think it can also just crumble right back down and it's a nuclear war, a Holocaust or something, you know?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude. 2024.
Yeah, dude.
I think it's a pretty cool
Trump wins, of course.
Oh, yeah. The QAnon were correct the whole time.
There's the idea of tribalism, I feel like, is kind of what we're touching on, right? Like, it's inherent in people to be, you know, to
that's what I meant, too.
Identify their tribe and then, you know, build that way. Like, it's good for them. That's how we survived initially. And then broadening that out into civilization is this like weird complex thing I remembered as you guys were talking about that, there's a thing where the, and I'll just read it from here, the social structure of a tribe can vary greatly from case to case, but research has shown that tribes tend to max out at roughly 100 members. And I know there's like some number of people where you can only remember so many like faces, you can only keep track of so many people. Like, so yeah. Only you can only have so many friends, literally, you know what I mean? And that might be what this is. I'm looking it up right now, but I think that's kind of interesting. So is war inevitable? If conflict is inevitable, and we are like programmed to organize into, you know, these groups and to see another, you know, and we're programmed to do that for survival, then it is kind of inevitable. How would you manage that if you're somebody who decided that you're responsible for, you know, the fate of humanity, you know, or if you're some group?
Yeah, it goes back to the superiority. Like, they are built differently. They do think different. Like, it's not.
No, it'd be dope, dude. I wouldn't care about anybody, dude. It'd be so sick, dude.
You already don't care about anybody.
I care so little about other people. If I had any, you know, wealth or any, you know.
Yeah. You didn't get it, man.
Yeah, probably if I wanted too bad.
You would have been a villain, man. Yeah,
immediately, dude.
Just the whole origin story.
Immediately, yeah. Yeah, man. This goes way back to when you're saying.
Wait, what happens if somebody winks at you?
You're gay, and you have to say, I'm gay now.
Did you take my card? And I have no idea where I put my card.
If somebody dude, where winks I put my card? You?
Yeah.
I guess I'm gay.
Didn't you listen to the rules?
Yeah.
No, dude. Yeah, dude, come on.
Explain this to you.
All right, I counted I counted 60 seconds instead of 5. There.
Yeah, because you're gay, dude.
Yeah.
Queer.
Whoa. You know, that was a QAnon movement you were going for, dude.
Oh, that's what Q stands for? Fuck.
Wait, QAnon?
Yeah. Would you rather, okay, what fuck, marry, kill a girl
you
that's in.
You don't know what QAnon is?
Fuck, marry, kill a girl that's into QAnon, like in it. Antifa? Or should I go Proud Boys? I'd be the
Proud Boys.
I hope it's a girl Proud Boys, dude.
Fuck, marry, kill, dude.
Proud Wait, girl.
QAnon, I need some background.
QAnon. Yeah, he needs backup on QAnon.
She's thick, dude.
Pog, dude.
She's thick.
Okay.
Dude.
Okay.
Okay. That was like that.
What are the choices?
Fuck, marry, kill a girl that's in QAnon. Like, and I mean,
hold on. I gotta know what deep, this girl dude. Looks
we got
like,
QAnon dude. Cutie.
Okay, so QAnon cutie. She's a redhead, dude.
I mean, we gotta know what they all look like.
Antifa lesbian.
Antifa lesbian.
She's a blue head.
No, she's had lesbian relationships, but now she wants to get dicked down, dude.
Right.
She can't be a lesbian because that puts her on the kill list real easy. I mean, not because she's a lesbian, but in the fuck, marry, kill game.
Yeah.
I just want to clarify.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Pride month's over, dude. Yeah. You can say whatever you want.
Who's you didn't have to explain yourself. We understood, dude. Yeah.
Who's number three?
Like Proud Boys or Proud... Like,
right. Isn't that kind of QAnon?
Is okay. What would be... What's like the last...
Let's say, like, what's in the middle and annoying?
Vegans, dude.
Vegans.
It has to be more political based, dude. Trying to walk somebody into it, dude.
That's kind of
like, I don't know, man. Right,
my game's over, dude. Okay, CJ Vegans.
You're not vegan.
Yeah, this game.
We broke it down way too much.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Fuck, Barry kill. Well, I mean, we all know we're going to fuck the right-wing person, we're going to kill the left-wing person, and we're going to marry whoever is sensible in between, right? Even though they're annoying.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure, dude. I
guess that's where we were going.
I like that, dude.
Sure. I just decided it for us.
Learn something gay every day, dude.
Yeah.
We didn't even have a third person, but we got married to him anyways.
That's true.
That's true love.
It's a Brian McKnight song, I think, dude. He just came out, so shout out Brian McKnight. It's awesome. Right. What? You like that? A dream come? What?
Oh, come on, man. Brian McKnight?
What?
I don't know, bro.
Damn, you got bad friends, bro. You got bad taste.
You gotta take him, put him on next time the little ones at Grammy and Grandpa's, you know what
okay.
I mean?
Okay, all right. Some baby making.
Make another non-binary, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. She actually just told us she was really? Female. She identified.
She'll change it next tomorrow, dude.
This is early transition, dude. I'm all for it because, you know, I support whatever they think.
I want a detransition, Dad.
He's 5 years old.
Daddy, I made a mistake.
Oh, my Lord. Why is he talking like that, man?
Because he hasn't learned, you know, how to, like, articulate fully yet.
Yeah, he hasn't even hit puberty, and he's an HRT or whatever it's called.
I think you're supposed to call him that.
The detransitioners.
I don't think you're supposed to call him.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Pumpkin Peter Eater. Are you the gay?
Gay, dude.
Damn it, I lost. I had to just make a choice, dude.
You fucking homophobe, dude.
I lose the game. Let's shuffle it. Let's see if we can get one more round.
It's down by your chair, dude.
Is it?
The fact that you didn't know where your card went made me feel like that's why I was like, Nick doesn't even know where his card is.
No, I knew what it was because there's two of those cards. So it's easy to remember, dude.
Wait.
The yellow one.
You were the gay.
But I gave it to him.
You can't just give your gay away.
I thought that's what the wink did.
No, the wink just makes them gay, and they're out.
Oh. I thought it passed like a disease. That's why I use the term like virus.
That. The T-virus, like dude.
Okay. Yeah. See, dude, where were you when I was coming up with this game? That's way better than my game, dude.
And that's not the T-virus. I'd definitely go to a doctor.
That shit looks somewhat curable. Yeah. I don't know, girl.
That ain't herpes one or two.
Pulling off a sneaky pass is pretty good, dude.
Yeah.
I can't believe you even did that.
What do you mean?
Pulling off a sneaky card exchange. I noticed you guys had a weird thing going on, but I was like, somebody must have winked.
I didn't give him my card.
He winked at me, and I thought that gave me the gay.
Right,
so.
Right. Yeah, I get it, but I'm just
saying. I thought it was airborne.
Oh, okay. You didn't exchange it. It was just
the
wink. Understanding.
Yeah,
it was just a gay misunderstanding. It
happens with that community, dude.
Yeah, I mean,
miscommunication with all
that. Yeah,
yeah.
That's why I have a gay insurance agent, dude.
Really?
Just for gay.
That's awesome,
and stuff,
dude.
Like that.
You're carded. What? That totally fucking blows. Don't tell my boss I said that, dude.
No. He's a gay insurance agent.
Oh,
so if you have like a gay accident.
Well howdy, partner. I heard you got into an accident.
What is he, a closeted?
Yeah, I got rear-ended. This is Jake from Straight Farm.
How do you do there, sir?
I got rear-ended, Jake.
Yeah. Well, shoot. So did I, son. You got a nice voice.
I think I called the wrong gay insurance company, dude.
You have FaceTime so I can check out your vehicle? I want to see.
Oh, man.
Those headlights?
I want to see. Yeah, there you go. I was going to say transmission, dude. It seems to feel so easy, dude.
Don't say trans, bro.
Sorry. What are you supposed to say now, dude? What are you supposed to say now, huh?
You're supposed to ask
them
first.
Oh. Well.
So ask him before you just say it, dude.
Anybody?
Are you gay?
Damn. I always flirt with the homophobe, dude. You always want what you can't have, folks.
That was a quick
That's
round.
That's all I'm saying. Yeah, like, right?
I like speedball.
I liked how that happened.
I went gay and I went straight for Pete. I couldn't stop. Couldn't slow me down, dude.
You lost, so you shuffle and hand those things.
Right. I have that effect on people, dude. Just ask Alan.
That's true, dude.
Yep.
How quick, dude, is coming out to your family? Do you go to suck in a dick? You know, is there a leeway time, or you go straight out the closet, out the door?
Can you repeat the question,
dude? How long until you go get that dick, dude? After you come out gay?
Probably been getting that dick before I came out.
But out of the closet suck, dude. It's gonna feel good.
Like the first one you say, "I got a date tonight."
Yeah,
got it in. You know?
Yeah dude.
How long?
Yeah.
Why'd you give me the game card, dude?
Come on, dude. Don't ruin the game, bro.
You fucking asshole, man.
A little misdirection. That's what's going on here.
Misdirection, dude. That's One Direction's transsexual band name.
Nemesis. I was going to say Nemesis.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
They all look exactly like a member of the other band, but just a little darker.
Yeah. I think that's K-pop.
K-pop, that's like a thing, huh?
That's huge, man.
It's crazy.
The crazy thing about it is it's like this weird mafia to it. Like it's like kind of how America's music, like there's kind of a mob mentality to like movies into music, right?
Yeah.
The people that like own labels or like put out movies or music, like K-pop, because they all kill themselves because the way that they do, like there's a huge number of suicides because the way that their managers like treats them all, because basically they just like pluck these people and like make them a slave to the music, kind of almost in the Britney Spears way, but in a much darker way because it's say Asia, and America's kind of doing some. We're getting to that, you know, communist China sooner or later. Yeah. But they're a couple thousand years, you know, longer than America's been around, dude. But it's like that's a very like crazy.
That's an actual thing on statistic. It.
Oh yeah. And actually on Dave, like one of the last episodes
of Dave,
and they kind of went in on that. Yeah. It's kind of been a dark season.
Yeah, it's a very
It's been a little strange.
It opened real dark, and
I want to watch it.
I was like, oh wow,
is that on Hulu?
We took a turn here, you know.
But yeah, that was funny when that happened in that episode. Because I was like, yeah, that's a real if you actually follow, like, there's members of these bands that kill themselves all the time. Yeah,
they definitely were using that episode to like shine some light on a actual serious situation.
Right.
We're just talking about really using comedy to.
And it's like they're getting 35 billion views because like this is the only thing they put forward. So it's like this is like their propaganda in some weird way. Crazy. It's like, look at this, and we're dancing and having fun. And it's like, it's behind them. They're just like shoving them with like,
poking them and prodding them. Dude.
It's like some Fahrenheit 451 type shit, honestly.
100%.
I think we've probably talked about this a dozen times by now, but like, how do you think about like, Should kids even be allowed to be in entertainment?
You know, it's a good question. I'm going to go the route of maybe no. I keep wanting to say, well, I mean, you know, leave it to the parents' discretion type thing. Now I'm thinking about this like Britney Spears situation where like her parents, whoever was involved, clearly were putting the money before their daughter's well-being, and you know, and like you want to inherently think that parents will do right by their children, you know what I mean?
Best,
so my natural reaction is, you know, let the parents make that decision. I don't think it should be illegal, you know, I don't think they should have to wait to 18 to be in a commercial or whatever, but the parents should have to, but like that's what's happening now, and you have a whole, like a lot of those Disney kids end up all messed up and stuff because, you know, their parents being their guardian legally are profiting, you know, off their kid.
Right.
Because until they hit.
Especially if he's cute.
You know. So it's
or
like.
Or non-binary. Shout out Demi Lovato, dude.
So it's like, I don't know. Like, because there shouldn't be some incentive for parents to, like, make money off their kid in a way that could be detrimental to the child.
Yeah, that, like, sexualizes them.
Yeah.
Like, Britney was 16 when that What Hit Me, Baby One More Time came out.
Right. Hot, dude. Like, but I was under 16.
So yeah, I was at cool that age, us. Too. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. We just kind of grew together and we would have been all right, you know. Yeah. I think Britney and I would have worked out. Just saying, and it could have changed your life, but. I don't know, but free Britney now because
absolutely.
Dude, Pedro just stream of consciousness fantasizing all of a sudden.
He just went down a deep. What's nobody asked? Nobody asked anything about that.
Britney is the trigger. Okay.
He was like, do I think she would have liked a convertible better or a G-Wagon? I guess I'll never really know, but I would have bought her either one.
I already picked out the sheets, though.
What was her, like, one of her quick ex-husband's names that, like, what was his
Kevin name? Federline.
Yeah, dude. Like, I heard in this whole, like, lawsuit.
Shout out Kevin.
He was making more money than her just from the divorce than Britney Spears was making. The lawsuit was settled when they got divorced, but Britney was written in her family's, like, salary, like, her allowance every week, way less than like what he was legally making. So he's like bawling out here. He's like, I'm a slave for you, bitch. Like, he won, dude. Crazy.
Yeah, it's wild.
So you would have been that, dude.
Yeah, dude.
You would have like just one earring and shit, dude.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. So my answer is, maybe 16, you know, but I don't know. But I'm like, but then how are they ever going to have a commercial with like a family, you know?
Yeah. And then,
if we have shows,
it's a sad ass commercial, bro. Right?
So then, like, shows can never have like kids in them. So now all our TV shows are mysteriously like just gonna have people 16 or like we remove a whole aspect of creativity.
Yeah, you're like damn,
all kids shows are animated from now on, dude.
But even with that, like now I can't write a movie like A Quiet Place. A Quiet Place too. I love those movies that just came out, right? But like the whole premise of that movie was this woman essentially protecting her family, you know, and I'm not gonna do any spoiler alerts. If you haven't watched it, that's on you, but I won't do that to you. But you remember the first movie, so the events, and so many events were centered around people under 16 years old. So it's like so if we put this law in place, these movies just can't exist. Like,
or you just wouldn't have that care. Right. And then you'd have the one guy watching the movie and then he'd be like, if this is them at 16, I'm gonna see 15.
That's not at all where I was going.
Oh, okay.
That sounded like where I thought you. I thought he was just finishing your thought.
I'm so disappointed they took cuties off.
But I mean, in the 90s, they had like Saved by the Bell and 90210, where you had like 30-year-olds playing high schoolers. So you might be able to.
You know what? Yeah, you're right.
And Chris Hansen pulls it off all the time. You know,
he's got your predator.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah. So I guess we could just have younger looking people. And with tricks of the camera, they could probably make people look small and stuff.
Yeah, they sit a little bit further back. Yeah.
What's that technology they use now?
That's not the type of trick of the camera I was thinking. But I like what you did there.
What is that, they're on the black couch or something?
No, he said I was talking about like a trick of the camera that could make someone, you know, appear smaller. And he says, yeah, they could just step back a little bit.
They look a little smaller.
Oh, there you go. That could work.
Just shaved off 10 years.
Dang.
Take me back 10 years, dude.
That's what I'm here for.
Oh, man. So, yeah, what's your answer on that? You think there should be some sort of restriction there?
Or? Yeah, I definitely think there should be. And I was thinking, though,
like when do you start the restriction?
Well, realistically, like if you're doing it like on, like you said, there's nothing wrong with kids acting in general, except for it's work. I mean, that's work.
Yeah, it is a job.
That's kids working.
Yeah, like that's a good. Yeah, that is a good point. We don't think about it like that. Yeah, right?
It's not childhood slavery.
Because we think about them being like a movie star and stuff, but it's like. This kid who, you know, maybe sort of wanted to be an actor or thought he did.
But what do they know? They're not of the age of consent.
Exactly. They don't know anything. So what their parents were like, be an actor, you know?
Yeah, transition.
And now, and so now this 9-year-old kid actually has a full-time job, you know, because to us, we're like, he's an actor. But like acting is take after take after. Like there's days where, he probably just wants to go ride his bike and be a fucking kid.
Yeah.
But if, you know, if we took a 9-year-old, like we allow that, but if we took a 9-year-old and saw him, in a gas station behind the counter or something, we'd be like, hey, man, someone get this kid out of here.
Where's your daddy?
This kid just sold me a pack of cigarettes.
We'd be like, you should be working a job because you're 9. Go be a kid.
Yeah.
So that's a good point you make, that it's work. I've never really thought about it like that.
It's like Bill Cosby keeps on making me smell his finger, dude.
Nick,
you just need that button attached to you. Just when you're done talking, you just touch it. Like a life alert.
I'll have one of those pretty soon, I think. I should have one. It'd be a good idea for somebody suicidal. It's like, help, I am dying. Help, I'm dying. And I just lay down on the ground and I push this button on my chest. It's like, help me, I am dying.
Who would you have it call, dude?
Call my mom. 1-800-SUICIDE.
If I had a help, I'm suicidal button, I'd push it too often.
That's what I'm saying, But that's probably, that's a good self-awareness. If you start hearing that all the time, you're like, okay, this is getting excessive.
Yeah.
I turn it off, dude.
Once we got the chips in our head, the chip will be able to tell.
Oh, that's
it'll be like, oh, he's getting suicidal. Just give him a quick shot.
Yeah, dude. Give him a Soma, dude. Soma him up.
Maybe that's what they're doing. I almost took a weird turn.
I'm
going to do it.
Let's go.
Where are we going, dude?
What if that vaccine just has a bunch of nanobots in it? You know what I mean?
Oh, snap.
Nanobots. Damn, we're going down nanobots, dude. Yep. Okay.
What if it does, man?
Yeah.
I joked about it like a couple weeks ago, and I was like, at one point, they're going to flip a switch, and all the vaccinated people are just going to be like, fucking robots.
Damn,
and like
you and your wife, dude. You guys are going deep.
We're going Black Mirror.
Strange thoughts, too, though. Oh, yeah. How weird is it that's such
who
a
does
common.
It, though? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like that ties into that other thing that we talked about earlier.
It was
tribalism.
It was the breakdown of like that subcategory of conspiracy that they want you to like, they want to like discredit and this and that and make you look wrong and completely deny whatever you're trying to say.
Well, the thing is, too, it's like when you think of these kind of conspiracies, everybody thinks like, boom, it's like zombie, zapped. Right, but it's like, if they can find a way to even just do a little tweak where like, just kind of take the edge. It's like with prisoners or something like that. Like you feed them like high sodium or things that make them tired or not, you know, like knock down their testosterone. Like those, they do that on purpose. So it's like, wouldn't the government do that? It's like, we do that to all of our chickens that are encaged, and we give them antibiotics. We give them anti-depression. I'm good. Yeah. We give them anti-anxiety medicine to our chickens because we'll kind of trick them into it. So
those
it's like
taste better too.
The thing is like these, it seems crazy to be like, dude, they're just going to flip a switch and then the vaccine turns you crazy, but maybe it doesn't. Maybe it just knocks one little gene a little bit different or something. It could
setting up for
it's tweaking with your biochemistry in some way.
Yeah, man.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, during boot camp, absolutely, there was this joke that they put, it's so funny because I just almost called it Peter Eater. I think it was like saltpeter or Peter salt. They said like there was like this joke that something's put in the food that like makes you like not have sexual urges, right? Mm. And like, I swear to God, there was because even though then like some people will be like, oh, it's just because it was like a foreign, very controlled scenario that had you uncomfortable. I'm like, man, I've never gone 3 months without having to beat off since I started beating off at like 15 or 14, whatever it was. Right.
Damn, late like, bloomer, bro.
Like,
We just jerk each other off in the bugs just
maybe
because
it was we couldn't. Yeah. I'm not even saying that, man. But I'm like, I didn't even have like, I never like had the urge like when I was going to the bathroom late at night and I could get away with it. Like,
yeah.
Oh, maybe I'll just rub one out real quick. You know, think about my girlfriend or something. It just never happened. Yeah. Half the time, didn't even wake up with morning wood. Like I look back and I'm like, I wasn't thinking about sex even. Like it wasn't even like I was thinking about it and was like, man, I'm not gonna
No, bro, that's enough.
It was like I truly believe, and you can ask, I think anyone who's fucking been to boot camp,
except for the gay guy in boot camp, dude, one time he's beating off every night.
I think they might actually there might be something they put in the food that like you know, like curbs your sex drive.
Is that only in boot camp that happened to you?
Yeah. Yeah. Huh. It's like, you know.
Interesting.
That's what it is, right? It's like a program being downloaded into your brain.
And that's true. It also could just be the psychology because of that place.
Yeah, they break your ass.
They tweak that,
dude.
Too, which is so like.
I pointed first, dude.
Sorry, dude. I'm just saying that it's crazy to think that it's like, yeah, they're boiling, like almost like a weird cult where they are brainwashing in some sense where it's absolutely. Like so dialed in because by the time, you know, then it's like becomes indoctrinated. Like, I'm sure everything down to the number of days that. Is so calculated that this is the most effective, like they've studied it on like rats and weird things.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Like that.
Dude, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. And that's where, and you know, here we go getting crazy again, but that's where those like super soldier movies and stuff, super awesome sci-fi, but also like
possible future.
If they could, you know, take some orphans or, you know, some babies who it was a single mom off the street. She died in labor. This baby essentially doesn't exist.
Yeah.
And send them to that government program out there somewhere where they're just experimenting with the idea of someone who all they've ever been taught is war and see if you know, that would create a more, you know, like you said, now you don't have to do 13 weeks of boot camp because that's what we broke down is statistically how long you can break down someone's beliefs and mold them but not overload them to rebellion or, you know, whatever you said, however they balance it. But what if they took it to that next level, right?
Like, they do. I mean,
they say so many kids go missing every year and stuff. How many people are out there actually kidnapping and fucking
snatching
kids, right?
Kids.
There's a few of them. Yeah, there's some sickos out there, but like for the amount of kids who go just missing, just disappear every fucking year.
Yeah.
There's that many like weirdo pedophiles who are also really good at burying kids and not getting caught apparently. Cause missing means like they didn't find you. And it's like, how many dudes do you know, even if they did want to fuck a kid, are even smart enough to know all the shit they should do with that body after they kill him to not get caught.
Right.
A lot of pedophiles probably stop short of doing what they want to do because they know I got this urge to rape this kid, but then I'll go to prison for life.
Flip
you know what
that.
I mean?
Flip it.
So they don't do it, right? Because even though they have this urge, they have also like a rational, this is wrong, maybe.
Yeah.
But
as R. Kelly, right?
But anyways,
no, he couldn't control the urge. Oh, that's right.
My body's telling me.
Get off the pedophile thing. But yeah, all these kids that go missing. What if there were some programs, you know, going on? Mm. Just some experiments.
There is
and stuff, you know.
There's got to
there
be.
Most there definitely
is.
Are.
Yeah, like throughout history, dude. I mean, that's men who stare at goats. It's all like they do take kids, and there's like been these experiments where they just like put them in a dark room, only listening to like speed metal for like 6 months of their life. Like they do these kind of programs have existed, and they're all over the place. I mean, the amount of things that our CIA and stuff does that ends up coming out, and the fact that it's not covered by media, which is also just like, well, that's crazy. You wouldn't be covering this story that just got released if you could just look up real FBI
CIA tested LSD on soldiers. They gave it to like unwitting like targets and sent them in to interact with prostitutes and just sat in another room to watch what they did and stuff like that.
Wow.
Like, Oswald. I mean, pretty sadistic stuff. And like some of the people, some of the scientists that they worked for, that they used on those studies, they would use as targets of the study. And one
Operation Wormwood. That was the one.
One of them jumped out of a window. I can't remember.
Yeah, Wormwood.
And
is that the one at Harvard?
They ended up doing like a documentary on it. Like basically they just like got him so high on acid in this room and they pushed him out the window, but like they dosed him. And it's crazy. I mean, the book that I gave you is like all about that.
Oh, chaos.
That Charles Manson was all just like an LSD. They were learning how to have somebody manipulate people through LSD. So like Charles Manson never used it, but his followers used LSD, and then he was able to make them murder people and turn them into killers through using that drug. And that's what the Manson murders ended up happening on, which is, and it runs so deep in the government that it's like, what the fuck, dude?
That's nuts.
Yeah.
Operation Midnight Climax was the name of the CIA operation.
Yeah, that's my operation every night.
Hell yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, the orgy.
With that laptop in the fucking bathroom, bro.
Midnight Climax, dude. What you know about that?
I'm just saying that obviously get your vaccine in 9/11 was wasn't an inside job. It was an outside job done by an airplane, you fucking terrorists. Okay?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know what's scary? When I started to look up that, it filled in something about nanorobots. Like, what, dude?
Oh, man.
What was that movie that...
We just got blacklisted.
What was that movie that... yeah, that's why we haven't blown up, dude. We just constantly blacklisted.
I think so.
Off of all platforms.
Yeah.
That's it.
Carry on. What was the movie?
Okay. What was the Johnny Depp movie was with Transcendence, where he like puts himself in the computer?
No, I never saw.
I never saw it.
Really,
good,
it's really good. Actually, I enjoyed it a lot. Yeah. So he
kind of like Tron, huh?
He's like this. For like eternal living.
Oh.
He's like a scientist, and then
Like he puts his consciousness in there?
He's dying, and then he transcends into a computer.
That shit's dumb, dude.
Dude, it's not
transcend
good,
into the next being, the next realm. Dude, don't be a coward and try to go into some fucking computer, dude.
I thought you were going to say gender, dude. This transcend to the next
I'm being real, man. I'm like, people are
just
so afraid
of PlayStation for the rest of your life.
Yes. You are literally blocking the parameters of what consciousness or existence is by what you are shown in this life form. Like it's so ego driven that it's like
it's 100%
dude, accept death and realize like there like you are a reformation of something and like you have to experience all these different beings. Like you're just a coward, dude. You're trying to create this place, this safe haven for yourself to be like, I'm gonna be safe, dude. I'm good when I die, dude. It's like because you're too scared to know. Like this is a fucking crazy ass thing.
Still doesn't make it a good plot though. I mean, the movie was.
I'm on Amber Heard's side, anyways, dude. Okay.
I hear she's crazy, man.
Yeah, dude, crazy in the bed.
Who is QAnon?
I mean, she probably is.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
She's also crazy with her fists, apparently. But
yeah, dude,
I always liked her,
dude.
Too, you know? I always liked her.
Girl can smack me around a little bit, dude.
Yeah. You like that, dude?
Yeah, she's got a dick.
I know somebody you could talk to.
Hell yeah.
A couple
dude.
People you could talk to on that second one.
But yeah, that's, yeah, what were we talking about?
I don't know. I can't remember, dude.
I'm gay, dude. Am I supposed to say that?
No, you're not gay,
I keep it a secret?
And you're not supposed to ask him.
Are you gay?
But
again, misdirection, people.
Could be.
You're not paying attention?
Might be.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on. I know, I'm confused, dude.
You had sex with a
and
man?
And I lost my card again.
Are you saying...
I'm falling apart, folks.
Nick, are you saying you had sex with a man? Is that what it is?
Yeah, dude. Not my choice. Shout out being raised Catholic. Dude. We'll cover that next week. Oh, man.
¿Quién crees que eres?
It's in a soft spot with Alan over here, man.
We were raised Catholic, too? We're Catholic brothers?
Oh, no, I was just raped.
God damn, dude.
I believe he was an atheist. Might have been a Scientologist. I can't remember. I was young.
¿Quién crees que eres?
All jokes, people. All jokes, man.
How about Scientology, real quick? I watched a documentary on that. That was crazy.
Going Clear. Is that it?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Is it on Netflix?
No, I think we watched.
HBO.
Yeah.
You don't trust the Scientology, bro?
No, there's crazy stuff that's happened, man. They've like kept people hostage on their little community out there, I think in like California or something. It's like compound.
Yeah, dude. Those people are insane.
And then there's like,
it's like a mob, dude.
Yeah, there's
like the Catholic Church.
That, it's a mob of Amber Heards.
It's someone who like got out of it, and they were just talking about how they know everything. Like they get your like financial information, and you have to do these things where you tell them like your deepest, darkest secret. You know, like I killed a guy once and didn't get caught.
Shot a man in Reno.
You know, he's buried out off I-69, whatever. Six. You know, they like get these, this.
It was so close to the description.
They get this dirt on them to where they like can like manipulate them.
Yeah,
and,
right.
Like, they try to leave the church and they're like, oh, you're not leaving Scientology.
They do it on all cults. It's like a thing. That's like going back to the army thing, man. It's like there's this formulation of like cults and like controlling populations, like a population control. Like these are all... Is there all?
Yeah.
Wait, you can't. Did you try to turn me gay, dude? I'm a homophobe, dude. Are you gay?
Yes.
And you try to turn the homophobe gay, dude.
So what do you say, dude?
You got to say something, man.
You pumpkin Peter eater, dude. You disgust me, dude. Yeah, dude. Let me guess. You voted for Joe Biden?
Yeah, twice.
Oh, of course you did, dude.
He voted once as himself and once as the female that he feel like
the
lives
Simsers.
In.
Yeah. She gets a vote too, okay?
Yeah, do you get a vote for all your different personalities? Yeah.
Identity disorder, like each one gets a vote.
That's,
gets
that's skip the for strategy, the split
dude.
Thing.
Yeah. That's why the left is doing that.
Ah, double the votes, dude.
Okay, we only have a few seconds left, dude. Rapid fire. Answer these questions as quickly as you can. Have you ever killed someone?
No.
What's the worst experience you ever had in your whole life? I'm just kidding, bro.
That's
we did this to a
fire,
we did this to a police officer that we interviewed one time. Pedro.
I did this to a police officer.
So I was just making fun of Pedro okay. really quick.
Because if you're like, what's the worst situation you've ever been in? That's not a rapid fire.
That's not at all.
Yeah. Have you ever killed someone? Wasn't supposed to be, but then I realized that was a yes or no, and I was like, God damn it, that doesn't work at all. So my bad.
I didn't that's ask that.
Funny. I know. I was trying to do your thing, but I fucked it up.
Oh.
Technically. I think you did it, dude.
It's pretty great.
Yeah. Thanks, man.
But yeah, I asked him that question. I feel ashamed for it, all right? And I'm sorry.
Did he answer it?
No, because they just ragged on me. They're like, you fucking idiot. Yeah, rapid fire.
Rapid fire. Tell me the worst experience you ever had. Like, how are you supposed right. to?
Yeah. Derek Chauvin didn't have anything to say.
Tell me your deepest childhood memory. Rapid fire. Yeah. Quicker. Yeah. And then I found mommy with the mail, and the mailman had his quicker.
Wait, was it the milkman or the mailman?
Then my dad died, and there was a fire, and I couldn't save all my siblings. Quicker,
and I set the fire.
Oh my God. I just wanted to see the pretty colors.
Yeah, it does it all one breath.
Yeah, yeah, right. You're like, all right. Well, yeah, that was a pretty shitty day. Next,
yeah, but
all right, guys.
Yeah,
and with we're wrapping that, up. Dude. On that note.
Thanks for coming, man. That was so much fun. That time flew by. You have to come
really
back.
Did, yeah. Thanks for having me, guys.
It's good seeing you, my man.
Good seeing you.
Pedro. Alan, is there anything?
Yeah, I was a little limp. Yeah. Let's do that again.
Are you a boot camp, man?
Are you a pumpkin Peter eater?
You guys heard that. Yeah, you're full of fucking salt Peter eater, dude.
Yeah, man. I'll eat my own Peter. I don't care.
If I could, dude.
Amor.
Is there anything that you would like to, anybody you want to shout out? Anything you want to plug? Are you doing anything these days online with anything?
Bro, he's a beast. He's working out every day. I don't know how he can have time for anything else.
Hell, yeah, he's fitness just gram,
working
bro.
Out, just working out a little bit, yeah. Nothing too crazy going on with me. I'll come back.
Yeah. You want our 22 people who listen to us to follow you on Instagram or anything?
Bro, don't discredit.
Yeah, go ahead, yeah. If you guys want to drop me a follow, it's at @Alan_Roe, A-L-N. A-L-A-N-R-O-E. I don't know how to spell my own name. A-L-A-N_ROE.
Hell yeah. Go check them out, people.
They just activated the nanobots. My memory's going.
Nobody's going to follow you, by the way, man.
Yeah. Well, maybe I'll get one.
Yeah, maybe one, dude.
Maybe one little snow bunny. Dog,
¿Quién crees que eres?
All right. Amor y paz. We'll see you next week.